Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What's upset you now?
So can I start with a mini question, which is, are either of the two of you, and Sean, it might be more likely you than Paul, is you're London-based, are either of you au fait with the Lime bike?
Oh, I know what you mean. I see them about.
And but you're not employing them yourself.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so do you know this thing where, like, you decide that you're going to give yourself a little treat? You're like, this will be my little treat. Maybe I'm going to treat myself to an Uber home because of XYZ. And then the process of getting the Uber becomes so terrible that you wind up spending money to have an awful experience.
Yes.
This is what I thought the Lime bike would help me avoid. And in fact, it has proved the most disastrous treat that I have given myself in possibly a year.
What? So what is a Lime bike?
A Lime bike is, it's, I think they're, are they called like electronic bikes or something? Like they're motorized bikes. So yeah. You sort of, oh, it's man. Like you get on a scooter, but you're on a bike. So you pedal, but it's motoring you along.
That sounds and
you
fun.
Can, it is fun. And you get like an app on your phone and then you can scan the bike and then it sort of acts as your own mini taxi, but it's about a third of the price. Right.
But there's no, and also right. there's so no, but there's no, but the difference between this and a Boris bike is there's no dock.
There's no docks. And I also
you just
think
leave it where you stop.
You leave it where you stop. It's finding them is super easy. And then also, like, you don't arrive in a sweat because you're, yes. It's like, it's sort of doing the work for you. So it's in no way exercise.
They got them in LA. We saw them in LA, yes. Sean.
Yeah. Yes. I think they've got them in New York
no,
as
I know
well.
I know what they are, Paul.
Right. Okay.
Paul, do you know? But Sean, you don't. Is there a reason, Sean, that you don't use them? You're just not quite there yet?
We've got the underground here. I don't know where, yeah. where have you
yes,
not,
Sean.
No one's told you about the trains that go underneath.
I've heard about the trains under the Cité. But the thing is that I live in a part of London where it's always taken me a while to get to one of them. So it's always a big
oh,
walk
no.
to
it. Are you like one of those like Muswell yeah. Hill people?
Yeah, not technically. Yes, I'm not in Muswell Hill, but I'm one of those people.
That's
so there's
the
always
the yeah.
thing to get to the thing. So for and I've lived in this. I've lived where I've lived now for 8 years. So I've got all my strategies, but I've recently decided to put the Lime bike into a strategy. OK, so I was going to this work. I had like a work thing and I wanted to get there on time and I wanted to have a coffee and I wanted to sit and think about what I was going to do. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to a little Lime bike. That's the sort of there's this is a disaster proof thing. I'll get myself a Lime bike. I walk outside of my house. I have to. It says there are no Lime bikes around. I got to walk 10 minutes. I go, fine. I walk 10 minutes. I'm getting a little sweaty. I'm like a very sweaty person, which is like, I know it's not great for anybody, but as a woman, it's really unpleasant. And there's like a makeup thing and then my hair frizzes and it's like the 10 minutes where I looked cute are over. I find the Lime bike. And as I approach the Lime bike, I see a teenager and the teenager is sat on a bench and he's using the Lime bike that I'm going to rent to prop his feet up. Now,
oh my God,
I am a confrontational lady. Okay. So a more British person would be like, oh, fuck, there goes my Lime bike. But not me.
That would be me, yes.
Right. But I'm going to get into it.
Lime bike.
That would be the end of it for you. But I'm going to get into it. I'm going to be really, really nice, but I'm going to explain my situation in a very American way.
I'm really enjoying this, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah,
or is
yeah,
it too
absolutely.
Much of a monologue?
Not at all. I'm there.
Okay, are you with me? Fine.
Yeah.
So I go up and I go, hi, I'm really sorry to bother you. And this is exactly the tone I'm using. I go, hi, I'm so sorry to bother you. And this is a teen. It's a teen. I say, I'm quite late for work and this bike is listed as available. Would you mind if you took it, if I just took this one? And he went, I'm using it right now, but I think there's one right around the corner. Friendly. I go, okay. I go around the corner and I realize actually the bike he's talking about is a full like 6 minute stride. And now the anger is rising. My anger is rising and I can feel. And when the anger rises, control lessens. So uptick in anger, downtick in control. I go back to the teen. I go, you know what? The one that you said is around the corner is a solid 6 minute walk away. And you sort of, I would really like that bike if you would be kind enough to let me have it since you're using it as a footrest, which was a level of aggression that was going to be unhelpful, but I'm starting to lose control. And he looks at me and he just shakes his head. He says no words.
Oh
he just shakes
God.
His head no. And I go, okay, well, if you're not going to ride that bike, I'm going to take the bike. He goes, you want me to ride it? I said, yeah, like it's your bike if you're riding it, but it's not there for you as a footrest. He stands up, he gets on the bike, and he starts riding around me in circles. Just circling
fucking
me
hell.
On the bike.
Like a shark.
Like a fucking shark.
Wow.
Forcing me to walk to the nearest bus stop and just wait for the bus to come.
Where is he at this point? He does a couple of circles.
The true version is he does like whatever it is, like two circles. And then I rode the bus for a little bit, saw another Lime bike, got off the bus to get the next Lime bike, get on the second Lime bike. And like the pedals were going so fast. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then another bicyclist had to point to me and be like, your chain is off your Lime bike. At which point I started crying, ran to another bus. I cry very quickly and I confront very quickly. And these things are probably intertwined. I realize I don't think I'm making a great show for myself here, but this is the truth as it emerges about my personality. And then I had to get back on the same bus that I'd been asked to be let off of 2 minutes earlier.
Oh my God.
It was
that's me again.
I'm so sorry. And he's like, it's fine.
Can I just say the lesson from all of this, and you've not even finished, but I can tell you the lesson already is you just need to move to a place where there is an underground station. You deserve,
I'm listening to this thinking
you deserve this.
I think actually, Sean, you're being kind. And what you're thinking is not deserves. You're thinking she needs. Like, this is not a person who is really functioning well in her day to day. So let's just smooth out some of the edges. Get her near a tube stop.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the turn it up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I think you're doing pretty well with the Lime bike, actually.
Oh, you do? So nice to me today.
I don't think they've really taken off in London. And I think that you adopting them is
early.
Yeah, I think you're ahead of most people. Have gone. I just don't think London people.
Bear in mind, I didn't know what it was.
Well, just Paul doesn't live in London, so he wouldn't know. I think most Londoners would look at a Lime bike and think, just get the fuck out of my way. They're normally in the way.
And you could just leave them wherever you want.
Basically. But
you just stop, get off, and then walk away from it. It's
you
there.
You take a picture of it to show that it's not, like, right in the middle of the pavement. And then that, like, then the sort of the app accepts the photograph as the end of the ride. But you ride them in the road, not on the pavement. You park them on the pavement.
Oh, okay. Right.
You got it?
That changes things.
Well, you do, because you're polite and kind and you stick to the rules.
I'm such a rule follower. Do you not think of yourself as a rule follower?
When it comes to bicycles, I very much do. And I think that teenagers...
Hold on a second. When it comes to bicycles.
I was a big bicycle rider. I was big into bikes.
When?
I
have known you 16 years. I have never seen you ride a bike. You are not big into bicycles.
I was massive.
Oh, shut
massive
up.
Massive into bicycles. I'm not joking. One of the things that I get most angry about is someone... I'm not, like you just said, the English thing... There's no confrontation. It's not going to come out. I will keep it festered in myself until it boils up and I explode. And it's just the pain is all in me.
Save it
for him.
Let it all out in one easy to manage outburst.
Yes. Someone one day, a teenager on a bicycle, cycling on a pavement, is going to fucking get it.
Yeah.
They're going to get it. Ooh. They're going to be the first stranger to ever get it from me.
You're telling me you've never yelled at a stranger before, Sean?
I don't think so.
Really?
Me and Paul have discussed this in the past. I once said, what are you looking at a man?
And that, you think that's the most intense sort of stranger plus Sean interaction that you
encounter
can
encounter? I've had, yeah. What are you looking at?
And Paul, is that true? You're not ever...
No. I had an encounter this week with someone who I was reversing out of a car park and then they sort of came out the outside of me. And I shouted from my car, what are you doing, you fucking idiot?
But that's...
that was in the last 7 days.
I would have driven home, gotten out the car, gone into my home, and headbutted my own wall.
I did think
as I was doing it, I was like, I could be about to get my head kicked in, but like the red mist had gone.
Wow. I was once riding a regular bike.
Did you cycle? How long have you been in the UK, Sara?
I have been in the UK for 10 years, almost exactly. Like, I moved 10 years and one week ago.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks so much, guys.
Did you ride a bike as soon as you got here?
Let me share my bike-based story, which is
Please
I was
do.
An avid cyclist. I'm not saying I can compete with Sean, whose good friend didn't even know he was into bikes.
but he was very into bikes.
I was big into bikes. It's
he was
true.
Big into bikes. And I was as well. And I think if I'm being honest with myself, I was living in New York at the time, and I think I felt a little sexy and cool on a bike. I was like, no big deal. I'm like a sexy, cool girl in a skirt and a bike helmet. I'm like, meh. And I was basically in that state. I got into a terrible, terrible accident, and she never rode again.
Oh, no. Like, you got hit by a car.
I got demolished by a car, hospital for weeks, multiple surgeries, the whole nine yards.
Oh, no.
Thank you for your condolences. and so, what I learned about myself, and the thing is, it really was my fault. Like, I'm sort of basically that person who goes into her own head and doesn't you know, it was my fault. So I've never been the cyclist I once was. But before that happened, I was home visiting my parents who live in Chicago, and I was like riding into their suburb of Chicago, and I saw them in the distance, like just out on a random road doing their daily walk. They're like real walkers. And so as I was approaching the intersection that they were crossing, I yelled out to them. I'm their child. I yell out, "Hey, look where you're going." And my father, not aware that I'm his daughter, calls back at me, "You watch where you're going, you fucking asshole." He screamed that at me. And I went, "Dad, it's me." And he went, "Oh, honey, I'm so sorry." And like, that's you guys hilarious. Don't know my dad. He's a really demure beta male, like cries all the time, short, sweet, soft man. But it comes out if a stranger says something to him he don't like, which I think his daughter might have that in herself as well.
Wow. That's so, but it's me, Dad.
I have, like, quite the bike-based stories, I'm realizing, as we delve deeper into this topic. But neither of you are ever... Sean, your bike days are now completely behind you, and Paul, it's never been who you are to begin with.
Oh, no, I had a BMX, and I've got a mountain bike. You've been on it.
You've also got a Peloton.
I've also got a Peloton, but yes.
Really?
Yeah. I've been on it 3 times.
When was it purchased?
January.
Wow. And
it
was there
absolute waste of my money.
I really do say this as a compliment, which is of course always the most dangerous thing you can hear in the lead up to a comment. You look like an exercise guy, of course, but you don't feel like an exercise guy to me.
Okay.
You should feel him. You should feel him. Oh, he does. Oh, a little rub up against Paul. You're like, this guy. This guy wakes up and jogs.
Let me feel. I think a guy who looks like a gym rat is disgusting in every possible regard. So I am complimenting
you.
Well,
you won't like
you.
It when I take my top off then, baby.
Do you, are you all like, are you like a ripped person, Sean?
No.
Sean, though. I know that you're into the gym. And the reason that I know that is that the last time we gigged together, which was ages ago, you, sorry to say it, were late to the gig. You'd forgotten about it. And you had to come directly from the gym. And you were in sweatpants. You're like, "I'm really sorry. I'm going to stand on stage in sweatpants."
What?
Because you'd rushed from the gym. And they showed the man. That's all I'll say. They were just delivering the man to us all. But it was great. It was raw. And it was a preview. So it was all very work in progress, very sort of new material. So it suited
I'm going to smash my head against the wall.
Sean.
This is one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
The fantastic Sarah Barron there. If you want to hear more of her, follow her on her socials, which you can tap in our little link in bio right there on your phone.
And if you haven't signed up to our Patreon yet, what are you waiting for? We do an hour-long feature-length episode each and every Monday morning. There is also now a wealth of, back catalogue stuff. We've got there's over 40 hours of exclusive content that you can get access to by signing up to Patreon for as little as £3 a month. It's a great way to support the podcast. If you get to the end of these episodes and think, "I want more of that," this is the way to do it. Sign up by going to patreon.com/WUIN, £3 a month, and we love you.
Or you could just tap the link in the bio. I don't know why he just said "we love you." That was really weird.